Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got a real joy across the way. It's the first time I've ever met this person. Looking forward to this for a little bit. I talked to her a few weeks ago, and now she's joining me on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome JoBeth Weber, Judge JoBeth Weber. How you doing? All right, first of all, Lynn was making fun of me because he didn't know what I was going to call you. Or what would you prefer to be? How would you prefer to be addressed?
You can call me JoBeth.
I can call you JoBeth.
Okay. You can.
Okay. All right. JoBeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to do it. I hope that what you are here for, you are running for appellate court judge, right?
Yes, I am, in 37 counties.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have served in Wayne County before as a judge, as a replacement judge, or have you ever? Did you ever have much occasion to go to court in Wayne County, not as a judge?
No, not really. But in the Second Circuit, which is the circuit I'm in, it includes Wayne County.
Yeah.
So because of that, if a judge is on vacation or sick or can't be there for the day, they'll call a judge in, and that's the reason I've actually been in Wayne County before.
Really?
And I also do judicial mediations, too.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I'm sent to Wayne County for that.
So we're going to get the opportunity. We're going to get the opportunity to meet you and also introduce you to folks in Wayne County who may not know who you are, and they may or may not know who you are until they walk into a voting booth, right?
Correct. That happens a lot. I think there are around 800,000 voters in this election, so it's
really
very difficult to meet all of them.
Yeah, I suspect. When did you decide to run for appellate court judge?
I've been out working on this for about 18 months.
Is that
in
right?
In evenings and on the weekends.
How much of that 18 months have you been able to spend? I guess most of that time with 37 counties, you're getting all over the place, aren't you?
I've been all over Southern Illinois the last 18 months.
Really?
I have.
Let's we'll talk about the campaign process and all that kind of business. And you're a Democrat, I guess, running on the Democrat side?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about JoBeth Weber. Give me the 3 minute, 1 minute, 30 second thumbnail of JoBeth. And God bless you. You realize you messed up a second ago.
Really?
When you told me that you love to talk.
Oh.
Because
okay.
I'll set you free.
Okay.
You
might not want to do that. How long do we have today?
We got till 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll set you free, let you go, whatever. Tell me about yourself, JoBeth.
Okay. Well, I actually was born and I grew up in Mount Vernon, which is where I'm from.
Okay.
My family.
Class of 84?
Class of 83.
83, okay.
83. My dad actually worked at the stove foundry in Jefferson County when I was growing up, and later worked at the post office about the time I started high school. He changed jobs. My mother was a school cook. That was her job. She was a school cook at Field Grade School, which is by Texaco.
Sure.
And basically, I went to Mount Vernon High School, graduated from there in 1983.
Did you go to Field Grade School or did you go to Mount Vernon?
I went to Field Grade School.
Okay.
Yeah, kindergarten through eighth grade.
How about that?
And then,
so you're a country girl.
I am a country girl. I grew up on a farm. My dad farmed part-time,
sure,
too. So I baled a lot of hay and disked a lot of ground in my day.
Yeah. You've driven a tractor.
I have driven a tractor several times.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, so you go to high school, you graduate there,
okay,
you head where?
Then I got married, actually, not too long after that. And then I went to University of Illinois.
Uh-huh.
My husband did, too.
Okay.
And I graduated with a social work degree. And then a few years later, I graduated with my law degree from University of Illinois.
So you've been an attorney then for decades.
Right. I have over 25 years of legal experience.
How
right
about
now.
That?
So
that's pretty good.
Yes.
That's what made you decide, if you're going into social work, what did you originally want to do? With going up to get a social work degree, I'm thinking, all right, well, to me personally, and maybe it's my own head, but there's not too much similar about a social worker and an attorney. I think you got two entirely, but I may be wrong about that, right?
I think it depends on what kind of an attorney you intend to be. I never went into the legal profession to make a lot of money. That was not my intention anyway.
Yeah.
I know that's why some people go to law school.
Yeah.
But that was never my intention. My intention was to go into law to help people.
Sure.
And that's very similar to people who go into social work. So I don't see it as that different.
Yeah. Well, I do. Because like I told you a minute ago, I was in finance at Illinois at the same mm-hmm. time, graduated the same year. And everybody I knew wanted to make a gigantic Titanic amount of money.
Yes,
but that's great that you followed a different path.
Well, my parents were foster parents
uh-huh.
from the time I was 2 until I was 14 years old. So that's probably what spurred my interest in social work.
Right.
Now, I was around a lot of social workers when I was growing up through DCFS and that type of thing, coming to our home and, you know, home visits and all of that. And I'm sure that's what kind of gravitated me toward that line of work.
When you went to school, did you intend to go from social work into the law, or did something change your mind and decide you wanted to follow that different pursuit as you were going through college? Because a lot of people graduate, go to work for a couple of years, then go back to legal.
Right. When I was in undergrad and obtaining my bachelor's degree, I had some interest in going to law school. But for me, I felt like it was a lofty goal because no one in my family had ever graduated mm-hmm. from college. My mother never even obtained her high school degree. So in the back of my mind, I wanted to, but I just thought it was too big and that I would be really fortunate if I could. Right. I would be really fortunate if I could even get a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think that what spurred my interest a little bit more, though, was when I actually did my internship at Urbana Grade School, at Prairie Grade School in Urbana. I dealt with a lot of children who were poor and minority families, and a lot of them had been sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And they kept coming to me and telling me about these things that had occurred in their home and in other people's homes.
And did they have no legal recourse or something? Mm-hmm. Or did didn't know.
They just had never told anyone about it. It was something that had bothered them for a long time. And, you know, you go into a school and you have these new ideas
sure.
and you do these projects with kids who have problems and they start talking to you and telling you things, you know, that are unthinkable.
Yeah.
So I changed my course at that point and decided, hey, you know what? I'm doing really well in school here at University of Illinois. I think I could go to law school.
How about that?
So I applied and lo and behold, LSATs, they accepted me.
LSATs were good at all that kind of business.
Had a good LSAT and had a good GPA, so they let me in.
I got to ask you a few things then before we get out of the school part of your life and head off to the legal part of your life. Chief or no chief?
Oh, I like the chief.
Yeah.
I went there during the days when the chief was a big deal.
You see, I was in the marching Illini.
Yeah, and I'm very sad that he's gone.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I didn't mean to.
That might not be politically correct.
Well, I know that's basically setting up for the easiest question in the world in this area, I would think. Chief or no chief. I have to ask that. Lovie Smith, you like the hire of the football coach?
Yes, I do.
Do you still follow sports? Do you still follow the basketball or football or anything?
I definitely do because both of my children, my daughter graduated from University of Illinois, and my son is a junior there now, and he went to the first football game. And
you guys have built a house in Champaign, basically.
Tell me about it. I know. We should have bought a house in Champaign.
That's great. So you got out of undergrad, went straight into the law school at Illinois, and I presume that were you intending to go into the social work side of law? What was the concentration in law up there?
Well, you really don't have a concentration or a specialization.
I didn't know how that worked.
No, your first year, they basically tell you what classes you're taking.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. And then after that, you can kind of pick and choose courses based on your interest. So I just took, you know, really general classes, things that I thought would help me with the bar exam.
Mm.
And then when you get out of law school is when you...
That's when you concentrate on something?
Exactly.
And when you got out of law school, you concentrated where?
You came
back to Mount Vernon.
I came back to Mount Vernon. I actually had worked for the state's attorney's office when I was in law school. And I also worked in private practice for a little while. But my first real job as a lawyer was with the state appellate prosecutor's mm-hmm. office. And so what I did, it's kind of funny that you say this, I mean, my specialization really is appellate work.
Oh, really?
Which is very unusual
for
most people.
If that's where you started, for crying out loud.
I did. I started with the state appellate prosecutor's office. It fit perfectly in my plan to prosecute people who were committing sex crimes against children.
Yeah.
And that's basically most of what I did when I worked there. After that, I actually worked for four different appellate court judges.
Really?
And I was a legal advisor to them. So I did the research. I reviewed the records. I did all of the writing. I did the analysis and advised them on how they should rule in various cases. And I did that for four different judges.
How well do appellate judges respond to their clerks whenever you help advise and suggest? I guess they tell you what direction they're thinking, and do you help write their opinions on that or something?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes, that
so
is.
So they've already got their mind made up, or you can help maybe in that position, you might be able to help not sway, but help form an opinion?
Absolutely. When the judges go before when the attorneys go before the judges, it's a panel of three judges on the appellate court. So it's very different from what you see on television.
Yeah.
And those judges actually ask the attorneys questions and they have an oral argument.
Yeah.
But the briefs are all filed ahead of time so the judges know exactly what the issues are.
They're basically at that point just asking for clarification for the most part.
Exactly, and that's what the oral argument is about.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
asking them questions and trying to figure out a little bit more about their case.
This is fascinating. So, we're talking with Jo Beth Weber. She's running for appellate court justice here. She's already a judge in Jefferson County. We're going to talk a lot more about her legal career as well as what's going on now and talk about how I'm always fascinated when people change their lives, because this becoming a running for office must be an incredible life change, just a huge life change. We'll talk about that with Judge Weber when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here in Fairfield. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have a guest across the way. It's Judge JoBeth Weber. She is currently a circuit judge in Jefferson County, and she is running for appellate court judge in the, what is that, the 5th District?
Yes, sir.
That is, I'm just always wondered how the districts work, because you're in the 2nd Circuit, right?
Yes.
And the 5th District.
Right.
Just the 2nd Circuit of the 5th District?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yes. The 5th District goes all the way up to Christian County, which is where Taylorville is.
Uh-huh.
And you basically, if you drew a line and went river to river, it includes all of the Metro East area.
Okay.
All of, like, Crawford County,
how far
Robinson.
North up the river does it go?
Crawford County, I think, is the most northern county. And then
not
it goes...
not all the way up to Hardin County or whatever that is up there. Not, what is that, Calhoun, where Hardin Calhoun is. I didn't know if it went that far up. Pittsfield and that kind of area.
No.
Good.
How
far east?
It goes all the way it goes all the way to the river.
So, I guess it
like,
would.
I
yeah.
mean, it goes river to river and then all the way to the southern tip of Illinois.
But I mean, to Marshall or to how far north on the east side will you go? To Paris? To Marshall?
No, Paris is too far north.
Okay. Casey, Marshall, Greenup, that kind
Marshall's too far north.
Okay. So Olney's nearly the
Olney,
top?
Yes. That's okay. In my
Robinson?
Area. Robinson is in my area.
That's probably about the farthest north then.
Yeah, that's why I said Crawford County. That's where Robinson is.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were pointing. I was on the west side of the state. See,
yes.
We're looking at each other across the room, and I'm looking at a map. You're looking at the other side of the map. So we're looking opposite. Okay. All right, well, then I'll re-ask the question. On the Mississippi River, how high up does it go?
Well.
North of Madison?
Yes. Madison County is my northernmost county
okay.
on that
all
side.
Right, all right.
Yeah.
All right, that's clarified. Boy, that's a big district, JoBeth.
It is huge.
That is gigantic. And you said you started working toward this 18 months ago. How many miles have you kept track? What do you drive, by the way?
I know that I have ruined probably 3 vehicles in our family. I usually drive a 1995 Chevrolet pickup truck.
Yeah.
And so now I can't drive it because I have this big parade sign in the back of
oh,
it, and
okay.
I can't park it at the courthouse.
You can't really drive. You can't really drive that
can't
to,
drive
to
it
work,
at,
can
right?
You?
So I've started driving my daughter's PT Cruiser.
Nice.
So we've driven that a lot, and so
well, you're basically testing the engines of several different vehicles.
Yes, we could probably be in a commercial.
Is
for
there
someone.
Any? Do you really have any idea how many miles you've put on?
I really don't have any idea, but it is thousands and thousands. No one has any clue, really, what people go through that run for, offices.
Whenever I get a chance, the knee-jerk reaction when people think about politicians. Oh, they're just ne'er-do-wells, that kind of thing. But they think they're lazy and don't do a thing. The thing is, politicians, and you're doing that right now. You're acting as a politician at this point because you're basically running for election. That's a lot of work. And I don't think people realize how much work you guys actually put in.
Right. I think if you really do run for office and you're trying to get out and meet the voters and give them an opportunity to understand who you are, what kind of person you are, and to meet you face-to-face or even through a phone call or something like that, I don't know why anyone would want to do this for any other reason other than that
other
you really
to help.
Believe
yeah.
that what you're doing is the right thing to do and that you want to be there to make sure, like in my case, that you have fair, honest, impartial judges
yeah.
and that they make their rulings just based on the facts and the law and they don't let any other thing about them and their past or whatever come into that decision. Your experiences that you have in life help kind of shape the kind of person you are
sure.
and the kind of judge you are.
Sure.
But if you want to get out and meet the voters and really work on an election and try to understand every single community that you're representing, which I have, I've been to every county. I've been to almost every community. I've been to every parade you can imagine. Actually, the last 2 years, I did all of the parades last year, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And it's very important for you to understand different counties and different areas. People have different issues. And even though I'm not a legislator, I still feel like it's important for me as a judge to understand, where Montgomery County is and the problems that they face and some of the things that are going on.
That's the thing. That's exactly the thing. Somebody down in Vianna, somebody down in Johnson County is going to have an entirely different set of needs or traits or requirements than somebody in, say, St. Clair.
That is exactly right.
Or in Madison County.
Right.
What is in all of your travels, all around the district and around the 5th District, what have you, is it fulfilling? Do you enjoy talking to people? I mean, it'd be something you're going to tell me. Even if you don't enjoy it, you're going to say you enjoy it, right?
Well,
but I mean, you do, you're a talkative person. You seem to get a kick out of it.
Well, I think if you are going to run for office and especially if you're a judge, I mean, you know, with my job, I see people all day, every single day. I'm at work. And then you go out and you campaign at night and on the weekends.
Yeah.
If you really don't like people, this is really not a good thing
for you.
It's not for you. I really do like people, and
right.
I like all kinds
right.
of different kinds of people.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's not as difficult as it would be for someone that maybe doesn't have that kind of personality. But I enjoy getting out and meeting the public and talking to people. And I mean, it's for the most part been an enjoyable experience. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm very tired. It's a lot of work.
Sure. Can you see the finish line ahead?
I can. 55 days, but who's counting?
Yeah, I'll bet. What's the biggest thing you've learned, you think, or maybe something that you've learned in your travels around the counties to different areas of places that you maybe had not been familiar with? What is something that you did not know and just unexpectedly, wow, I didn't see this coming? Take your time.
Well, I think maybe with regard to the political climate that we have right now, angry people.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. Every time I ask somebody that question, I'm getting the same answer right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. People are angry with the fact that we don't have a state budget.
Yeah.
And I don't think people really understand probably exactly what's going on. They don't really understand why that's happening right now.
Well, they may be, and they'll tell you about this. And even if you win this, and in your position now, there's nothing you can do about that.
No, and I try to explain that. Like, I'm running for the appellate court, and I'm a state of Illinois
an employee
person, an employee, and voter, and myself, and I know it's aggravating and irritating, but me running for the appellate court, I won't have any bearing on
right.
any of those issues.
Right.
So,
how politicized is the? I know, I remember the. You mentioned you worked for. I don't know if you mentioned on the air you worked for Gordon Magg, and when he ran against Lloyd Carmire, or maybe not at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the highest, most amount of money poured into a judge's race at that time in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it still is or not for the Supreme Court seat. How politicized is the judicial process, the judicial election process, and do you think it's more politicized probably than it should be? Because I don't know. At the district level, I don't see a whole lot of I don't see anything like we saw with the Carmire Mag thing. Am I wrong?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think that was a horrible, ugly.
It was horrible, ugly.
Right. And it was a. I think it gave the people running for judicial positions kind of a black eye. It was always.
I gave people pause, too, to whether they want to run or not.
Right. And when you put yourself out to run for a public office, I mean, I don't have anything to hide. I don't have any dirty laundry.
Yeah.
But people make things up. They embellish things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very difficult when you're watching these commercials that are running right now and all these legislative races that are going on. I mean, certainly, I think people are just sick of that and they're tired of the negativity. And I believe that, unfortunately, that particular election in 2004 just made people feel like it was okay to make judicial elections just like every other election, and that could be ugly and nasty and cruel. And I kind of feel like the judiciary should be held to a higher standard than that.
Right.
We should have elections where we talk about ourselves and talk about what we're able to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm running for the appellate court.
Right.
The fact that I have 20 of my 25 years of experience at the appellate level is a big deal. I have a lot of experience that a lot of judges and lawyers, frankly, don't have.
Right.
I mean, I've represented people before every appellate court in the state of Illinois and the Illinois Supreme Court. I don't know very many people who can say that they've ever done that. So I have the kind of experience that is required and necessary for this position. And I think that people should be focusing on what you've done and your experience and what you can bring to that position because of your experience, instead of talking about the other person and talking about how bad and horrible of a human being they
are.
You know, chances are, if you're running for the appellate court, you're not a horrible, awful human being.
You've probably risen to, I mean, they, for all of you, you've probably risen to a particular level in life where yeah, you're probably not that bad a guy or a gal.
Well, and you know, even in, and in my position especially, me personally, I have no political connections. I come from a really common, ordinary family.
Sure.
And for me to be able to run for a position like the resident circuit judge position in Jefferson County by filling up my pickup truck up with gas and going around and knocking on people's doors and asking people to vote for me, that was a one-county race, and that was easier to do. It was very difficult because Jefferson County is a big county.
Yeah.
But for people to be able to do that and to win an elected seat, and it's important for the people who are representing you and that you're electing that they have, that they understand what kind of families that people come from in their community, and that you have something,
understand their background,
and that you have something in common with them.
Right.
So for me, the whole political part of being a judge is a non-issue.
Yeah.
It should not matter if someone is a Democrat or a Republican, how they rule in a particular case. When I ran my campaign last time, you know, one of my big things that I tried to get out to the public was, it shouldn't matter who you are, who your parents are, what kind of family you come from, how you're treated when you come to court.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter. And it shouldn't matter, politically speaking, either. And
that's
the people
right.
who are trying to politicize these positions on the appellate court, in my opinion, should be ashamed of themselves, because that's not what this process is about. This is about being fair, having integrity, being impartial, and treating everyone the same way, and throwing your politics outside of the courtroom.
That's Judge JoBeth Weber. We're going to have her for another few minutes here. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. By the way, check back after the show, and about 20, 30 minutes after the show, we'll have this interview up on the Bruce Dickey page there on WFIWradio.com. Yeah, did you know you're going to be recorded here for posterity? I guess I should have told the judge that she's being recorded.
I did not, but that's great because then everyone can hear this great interview.
There you go. Exactly right. They can hear us curse here in the next 10, 15 minutes. How's that? She's not going to curse. I might. I'm joined by Judge Jo Beth Weber. She is the current circuit, one of the current circuit judges in Jefferson County, also running for appellate court judge in the 5th District here in Southern Illinois. And we've been talking about a variety of things. How often, and this is kind of a rhetorical, how often do we have appellate court judges running against each other or circuit court judges running against each other for appellate seats? And I guess I'm trying to avoid confusion here.
Right.
And right now there's two different appellate seats up for grabs, aren't there?
That is correct. I'm running for Judge Wexton's vacancy.
Right.
I've been endorsed by Judge Wexton, by
right.
the way. And then
against
my opponent
Randy
is
Moore.
Randy Moore.
Okay.
And then Judge Brad Blyer from Carterville area also is running against John Barberis from Madison County. So there are two separate seats. They are running for the Stewart vacancy. We are running for the Wexton vacancy.
How often do you have that? We don't usually have appellate elections at all, do we?
No, it's usually, their terms are 10 years. That's
right,
why.
Right. And there's only three of you in this district?
There are seven appellate court judges.
Okay.
Yes.
But three listen to each case.
Panels of three.
Right.
Listen to cases.
And the other confusing, potentially confusing and or intriguing thing about it is that your opponent is already sitting.
Not Judge Wexton's seat,
but in a different seat. So he's running for this seat. And if he, I don't know. We don't know what happens if you win or if he wins, I guess. That is, we'll just cross that bridge when that's crossed, I guess, right?
Right.
Okay.
But if he loses, he gets to keep his assigned position on the appellate court.
He would keep that seat.
He would keep that seat.
If you win this election.
If I win this election, yes, he will.
Okay.
And
that's clarification.
And I think it's also important for the voters, especially in this area, to understand that I am a judge in your circuit right now.
Right.
It isn't very often that people from Southern Illinois and not from the Metro East area get to run for these seats. And
that's kind of, to me, the surprising thing about this, about both of these elections, Jo Beth, is that
yes.
you have a Mount Vernon person against a Carterville person. You have a Carterville person against,
it's usually
Madison County versus St. Clair County versus Madison County versus St. Clair County whenever this kind of thing happens.
That's exactly right. And I do believe that if I lose this election, we will have someone from St. Clair County that's probably appointed to be on the appellate court.
Wow.
So in the assigned seat.
I see.
So just asking everyone to remember that. We've always had a judge from the Second Circuit, which is your circuit that we live in, that's represented people from this area on the appellate court.
Right.
And I think it's very important that we keep that. You know, Judge Hopkins, I was telling you I worked for him
yeah,
as
Judge
a legal
Hopkins,
advisor.
Yeah, remember everybody around here remembers Terry Hopkins. He was married to
Jerry Hopkins.
To Jerry.
Black was
yeah,
her last name.
Right.
And but I worked
she
for him.
She still has family in the area.
Right, she does. And but Judge Hopkins had that seat. Judge Wexton had that seat. We have had that seat for a long time in our circuit.
Yeah.
And if I lose, we lose that seat. And it will be a really long time. Before
well,
we
you said
ever,
it's 10-year terms.
It's a 10-year term.
Okay. Talking here with Jo Beth Weber again. She's running for appellate court judge here in the 5th District. She's a member of the 2nd Circuit. Did I get that right?
You did. You did.
Woo-hoo! I feel good about
it's impressive.
That. I feel pretty good about that. I got to tell you. You've been an attorney. Tell me a little bit more about your family life. I didn't.
Okay.
We kind of glossed over that, but you said you got married young, and you're still married, huh?
I am. I got married when I was 19 years old to Scott Weber,
uh-huh.
and he's still my husband. We've been married over 32 years now.
What does he do?
He's an engineer at SIU
okay.
In Carbondale.
Okay.
And
kids?
Works at the physical plant. I have a daughter, Hannah. She's 23.
Okay.
And she is in dental school at University of Louisville.
Nice.
And then my son, Thomas, is 20, be 21 in just a couple months.
Okay.
And he is at University of Illinois this year, and he's a junior.
Go to
he's
Mount
a baseball
Vernon?
Player.
Did they go to Mount Vernon?
Yes, they both went to Mount Vernon.
What do you think of the new school over there? That's pretty nice.
It's pretty fantastic. I can't take any credit for any of the process of doing that. I don't really know anyone extremely well that was even on the board and involved in that. And I know they've been criticized a lot, but I went for a tour of the new high school a couple of weeks ago, and it is really amazing. It's very, very nice.
I guess the reason I ask is you kind of feel silly now that your kids are 2 years out of school and they don't get to go to the new school.
I know. It was really sad, but I'm really, really happy for the other kids in Jefferson County that they are going to get to go to such a really nice place every day.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You had said that you haven't spent a lot of time in private practice, but the interesting thing when I hear, okay, somebody hasn't spent much time in private practice, they're always working on the prosecutorial side, but that's not really true in your cases.
No, I actually actually worked at Southern Illinois University too as a contract litigation manager and a contract negotiator.
But
I finished my legal career being the deputy of the state appellate defender's office, and that's where you actually represent criminal defendants on appeal who cannot afford counsel, basically.
Right.
So I've actually done the prosecution side and the criminal defense side on appeal, which I think is very important before you become a judge to have worked both sides. I know several judges who have actually done that, and I do think it makes you understand from each perspective a little bit better, and I think it makes you better as a judge.
What's your particular which one do you enjoy working more, the civil side of it? Or the contract side of it versus the criminal side of it. Which one do you enjoy working with more? Because in neither case, actually, at the appellate level, are you really dealing with the parties involved.
Right. I actually like the criminal aspects of cases better. And one of the things I've enjoyed as a circuit judge probably more than anything is because I realized what a horrible drug problem we have in Southern Illinois. I wanted our county to implement a drug court, and I actually started the drug court in Jefferson County in 2013. I believe it's made a huge difference in many of our people in our county. We've had only 3 graduates so far, but we have about 15 people in our drug court right now.
What is that? Explain what that is.
It's basically we take people who are nonviolent offenders who can't have any kind of sexual crime history, and who have gone to DOC before and they failed. They've tried probation before, they failed. They come back to your community after they get out of prison and they're still drug addicts, so they're still committing crimes and still behaving the way they were before you sent them off to prison.
Right.
So rather than there are certain people, if they meet our objective criteria, and some of that is what I just told you, if they're given all of the services they need, they still have to accept their punishment. We don't let them out of punishment. They still have to accept that, but we actually give them all kinds of services that they need.
It's a rehabilitation system.
It's a rehabilitation system. And we have a counselor, they have private therapy sessions. They have to go to group counseling sessions. We randomly drug test them several times a week. Our police officers who are on drug court with me, they actually can go to their homes at any time and search their homes. They can't have any alcohol or drugs in their home or be around people who are doing things like that. And the idea of it is that over time we make them productive citizens in our community. We help them find a job. We make them pay off all their fines and court costs.
Yeah.
If they can't pay it, they actually work it off. And we've tried to teach them to be responsible, which is something they've never been in their life. They've never been on a schedule. They've never had to be anywhere at a certain time. No one's ever required them to do that. So if they want help, we can give them help. Not in every single case they have to meet the objective criteria, but if they come in front of me and tell me they're an addict and they want help, we get them the services they need. It's probably the most satisfaction I've had as a circuit court judge.
That's kind of what I was going to ask, and I can kind of tell. You ought to be pretty proud of that, sounds like, to me.
I'm very proud of the people in our program because, you know, not everyone will be successful. Some of them will go back to their old ways. But those people that are successful, that's one person that we've taken out of the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
And possibly even many of their family members, because it's such a generational problem.
That's the scary part is I bet you the recidivism in that is higher than one would like to see, I'll bet.
Right. You know, when you go to school as a kid and you see kids who are sleeping on their desks,
yeah.
and they're not able to get their homework done, and probably those types of things are going on in their home, you know. And as a child, you don't understand that, but after you become an adult,
after you've seen the result,
right?
JoBeth, the time has flown by. Did you have any questions for me?
I don't. Hey, but I do want to say that I would really appreciate everyone's vote. I'm known as a very hard worker and a very good judge, and I would really appreciate it if you guys would consider voting for me.
That's JoBeth Weber. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, everybody.